What is up, my fellow side hustlers? This is your friend and host, Ryan Helms. I want to welcome you to the Hustle to Freedom podcast. I'm part of a small minority that are taking action because we just aren't satisfied with waking up, going to a 9-to-5 job, then coming home only to repeat it again the next day and never make any real progress in life. We're here to create our own path, our own happiness, our own freedom. Busy lives with limited resources mean we can't just throw stuff against the wall and hope that something sticks. We have to play smart and use only today's best strategies and most efficient tools. We aren't going to sit back and hope for a 3% raise each year. We are building additional income sources that will allow us to create the life we want. We call ourselves Freedom Chasers. And this podcast highlights the journey of these everyday people who are creating extraordinary side hustles. Welcome to the Hustle to Freedom podcast. If you are enjoying these episodes, listen until the end or check out the show notes to hear 4 ways in which you can support this podcast to keep it ad-free.
So Joshua, I thank you so much for coming on the Hustle to Freedom podcast. I really appreciate it, man, spending your, for us right now, it's a Saturday morning. So I appreciate that, you spending your Saturday morning with myself and the Hustle to Freedom audience. So to kick this thing off, why don't you introduce yourself by name and tell us a little bit about kind of how you even got started on this side hustle journey.
Hey, Ryan, I'm glad to be here this morning. My name is Joshua Lysik. I am the world's only award-winning, celebrity-recommended, number one international best-selling certified professional ghostwriter. Now, how does one come to get that many, that much of a mouthful of accolades in their side hustle career? Well, where I'm at now, kind of present day, I've ghostwritten 40 books, over 40 books actually at this point, for everyone from A-list celebrities that you follow on Twitter to great grandma who wants to share her story with the kids about her time during the war. Let's rewind the clock 8 years back to 2011. Right around that time, I was working on a couple of novels. It was my lifelong ambition to become a novelist someday. And before I was the legal drinking age, I was 20 years old, I had a 2-book deal with a publishing house in Washington, D.C. So I'm meeting fans, signing copies of the books, doing events. I had a couple of freelance writing clients on the side at the time. And those clients said to me, hey, we checked out your books. We really liked it. And we're wondering if you could help us write a page turner as well. Not fiction, nonfiction, but sharing our stories and our experiences and kind of leave a legacy, a masterpiece for the future of this industry. And like an idiot, I said no for a little while because I was focused on my own novels. But eventually I gave in. I said, sure, yes, I'll help you with your book. And I've been saying, sure, yes, I'll help you with your book ever since.
That's crazy. And we'll dive into kind of how some of those relationships formed and stuff like that, because I'm curious to learn about that. But were you always a writer? Was that like your, that was early on, you were destined to go down that path?
I think so. And the reason why it I guess I continued down that path is because I had both employers and professors at the colleges that I attended and graduated from. I heard the consistent feedback over and over again, you should become a professional writer. So I was hearing that from both my corporate America supervisor, boss, et cetera, managers, as well as from professors back when I was in college. And so when you get that type of kind of third-party feedback from someone whose opinion you respect, you start to think, maybe I do in fact have something here. And so it was back in 2011, I hung up my shingle, so to speak, declared myself a freelance writer, turned pro, and got my very first freelance writing project, which paid a piddly $1.67 an hour. But it was the most rewarding $1.67 I think I've ever earned, because that was the point when, for the first time in my life, I was self-employed. I knew that there would be a long journey ahead of me to where I am now. And indeed it was, but it has been the most rewarding thing I think I could spend my income earning years on.
So how, when you first started off as a freelancer and things like that, was everything like referral based, or how are you finding these new people to work with?
It was mostly freelance job sites back at the time, back when, before Upwork right? There was several different freelance websites that were around at the time. And so I got on there, found the lowest paying one that I could find just to get something. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are like, you know, I don't want to start at the bottom. I want to start towards the top. Well, the people at the top are those who started at the bottom. Right now, today, I am one of fewer than 50 certified professional ghostwriters on the planet, literally the pinnacle of a profession. But yet I was willing to earn less than, willing to earn less than your cup of joe on your Saturday morning that we had here today, Ryan.
So what was your frame of mind going into what turned out to be $1.67 an hour job? Were you like, all right, you know, I'm going to eat dirt for a little bit just to kind of like get testimonials or get proof of work or proof of concepts and things like that? Did you go into it with that frame of mind?
It was that and combined with, I would probably do this for free. In fact, I have already been doing this for free because I've been a college student, writing papers, working on papers, working group projects together. So even though it was such a small gig for me at the time, it was finally getting paid for something that I had been doing for free, you know, on actually, and I was paying for it. So I had been paying as a university student for scholarships, et cetera. I had been paying to write essays and write. So now I was finally getting paid to write. So it was rewarding in that respect because it was finally flipping it around. And with regard to what you're saying, having experience of being able to say, look at this testimony I got, this is great. This is my starting point. That was definitely worth it to me to take that the very low pay, because once you start to build that momentum, you work up to maybe a $5 an hour project. And then eventually you're into the big money, the multiple five figure and even six figure projects that I'm at now as a celebrity professional ghostwriter.
How are these freelance gigs structured? So somebody that's listening right now has a writing talent. They're like, oh, this sounds super interesting. Can you take it to tell us a little bit more about like how they're structured? So I know it probably works out to $1.67 an hour, but they probably don't, I have no idea. I'm just guessing they don't price it at, we're going to pay you $1.67 an hour. It's probably like a flat fee and however long it takes you. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that was how this particular one worked. It was something like $5, and they said, oh, it'll take several hours of your time, and ended up taking about 3 hours. So they were spot on there. I have to say that in the last 8 years, it seems that there has been quite a rush to get into these freelance job sites in order to start somewhere, start frankly at the, you know, at the $1.67 an hour level. But for where I'm at now, what I recommend to aspiring freelancers, aspiring side hustlers, specifically even aspiring ghostwriters, do not start where I started, because the game has changed 8 years later. Your competition is much more, there's a lot more competition nowadays. What makes sense for when you're starting out, I think right now, is to go where your clients are, to meet your clients either face-to-face or avatar-to-avatar, user-to-user online in such places as a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group. Or to business networking events, so that you're talking to people directly who they maybe need help with their content, with their business, but they haven't gotten to the point of actually posting a job yet. I found that when someone's posting a freelance job, especially a freelance writing job, they've already thought through how much they're willing to pay and how much they're willing to not pay. So at that point, you are playing a numbers game with a number that's in the client's head. And so it's really going to be, this is the maximum we're willing to pay, even if the value is much higher than that. Maybe they don't understand the value. For example, a couple of years ago, I put together a funnel for a product launch, and the product sold roughly $250,000 of product in 2 hours. I didn't get paid anywhere near that, although that was the value of what I produced. And so I try to tell ghostwriters nowadays, freelancers, side hustlers, think about the value of what it is that you're providing rather than an hourly wage mindset or even a per project mindset. So if the time that someone's posted a project online is probably too late to get the best price for you, for the value of your services that you're providing. So it's better to meet your potential clients, your future clients, when they're still kind of stuck in and they're posting a question in a Facebook group, or maybe you're having a conversation with them in a networking group and they say, man, we really need to get some content up on our website. What's there is terrible. We just don't have the time to do it ourselves. So then you say, oh, it just so happens that that's what I do. Boom, you just got a gig right there.
Can you tell us a little bit more about like specific strategies that you recommend people implement or things like that, specifically to the online realm? So like these Facebook groups, these LinkedIn groups, things like that. How do you recommend people get noticed? So when these people do have these desires to do this project or write this story or do these blogs, whatever it is that you kind of come to mind.
Sure. The great transition for me from what I consider kind of the suckier projects to the ones that actually pay the real money, like sustainable money, I can actually, you know, afford to have a family and a business, et cetera, a real lifestyle that we've all got into this pursuing. It was when I moved from the freelance job sites to the Facebook groups. And think about the market of people that you're going to want to reach. Don't get too narrow on your niche, your avatar, the perfect type of customer, because when it's side hustle mode, you don't exactly know who that person is yet, because you haven't had thousands of clients, or maybe even hundreds or dozens of clients. Maybe you had two, and you're not exactly sure who that ideal client is going to be for you. So just generally go to where people are probably going to need you. So I see this happen often. There is a group on Facebook, the ClickFunnels group. There is so much business that turns over in that group every single day. It's nuts, because what's happening is people are building a new funnel using ClickFunnels. Maybe they're not a good copywriter. Maybe they're not the best designer. Maybe they have to put together some kind of cool custom code. They don't know HTML, right? And what they'll do is they'll post and say, hey, can anyone refer me to a great tutorial for putting together this custom, you know, this custom color code on my website or whatever? Or, hey, I'm really having trouble coming up with a winning headline for this funnel. Or name whatever the question is. That's your opening to come and provide value to that person and to give a long and detailed answer to their question. That's how the person that I've hired as, I kind of consider her my chief marketing officer, my company, my CMO, my marketing consultant expert. That's how I found her, is I was in one of these Facebook groups and I posted a bunch of questions about Facebook ad optimization. How do I know if this is the right amount I should be paying for clicks or for page views? What does this even mean? And she gets on there and she does like a screen capture using a free software called UseLoom. She records my question and goes over to Facebook and like takes 5 minutes out of her day with this complete answer and then posts it in the comments as a reply to my question and then explains it even further in text. So every other people are like, just Google it, bruh, you know. And then there's this lady over here who spends 5 minutes, gives me this personal video, follows up via private message and says, hey, if you have any questions about this, just let me know. I'm here to help you. Nothing like, oh, and by the way, you should hire me. Oh, and by the way, I do this as a business. It was just insane value. So I've been working with her for 3 years now. I paid her an extraordinary amount of money over the last 3 years. And it's because there was no question I needed her assistance, her support. I hadn't even thought of hiring someone like her at the time. I just needed help. So in your side hustle, your gig that you have, what are the groups that you can go and answer people's questions? So it's going to look different in every profession, but you can be darn sure there are people who need your help. So go and help them and use your answer truly as kind of a lead magnet, you know, for your side hustle right now. It's maybe it's better than an email address, but it can really help you to go and help other people.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's funny. Probably 75% of our clients that we have right now in our agency have come out of the ClickFunnels world, right? And we get tons of business and tons of referrals from that one Facebook group.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
Yeah, totally. Like there's, and it's all about like setting up, creating a funnel out of your Facebook profile as well. So when you go in, just like Joshua was mentioning, and you drop all this value, the first thing they're going to do is click on your picture, your name to learn more about you. So having like a nice banner that says what you do, a nice featured photo that says what you do, like a nice tagline that really deliver some type of clear message on how you can help them. Like all that stuff is, it's really easy to do and it's really easy to important to implement if you take this approach, because then it's basically that's your Facebook profile becomes your website at that point, right? That you're telling them exactly how you can help them, and then all they have to do is send you a message. It's actually much easier than a website. So I preach that all the time. We do it day to day in our agency. This is how we get a lot of leads, is just by giving value in different Facebook groups, and then people come in, they opt into a free, like on my Facebook profile right now, I've got a freebie in my featured photo, right? So it's a picture, but it has like a button, like it's like clickable, and you click into it and there's a link to that lead magnet, and then we get leads like that. So 100% agree with you on that. That's awesome, dude. So how did you start to land some of these bigger people, like make a name for yourself outside of maybe Facebook groups?
Yes. So Facebook groups for me were a core starting point, because that's where people starting to notice me, they're starting to see me. And it was at that point where I had been responding to so many questions on all things copy and book writing and messaging. People didn't first know me as the book writer. I wanted people to know me as a persuasive writer. So not necessarily like, oh, if I want a ghostwriter, I need to go talk to Joshua about my book. So that was a little too narrow to start for me. So my focus was, I was always responding to social media posts, Facebook group posts specifically, that were around messaging. Like, can I beef up this headline? Why isn't this, anyway, why is this subject line of this email not really converting? And I would just give tips and provide explanations of, here's how you can do it better. And then they'd come back with results. Oh, it worked amazing. That was awesome. Can you help me with? And then I would get all sorts of projects, from copywriting on websites to funnels to emails to, of course, the occasional book project as well. Well, maybe more than occasional, but that was when I was in kind of niche finder mode. I didn't quite know what my niche was going to be yet, who my ideal client was. So I had this one specific skill, writing persuasively and getting people to take action based on messaging, right? But that's the critical skill in business. And I was able to use that to get all sorts of different projects. And through those came the referrals to help someone else with this, help someone else with their website or that email or even that resume, which was, you know, fine, just a few bucks to help you with your resume. I was willing to take on anything and everything because I realized that I would eventually find out what the best spot for me, the sweet spot, was going to be. And having had quite a few once-off projects. So once-off is like someone comes to you and they say, I need help with a website. You do that one project, it's over a week, couple weeks later, you got to find something else. They come back in 6 months, I need help with this new product launch. Or, I need help with my ebook. And then, oh, I have a buddy who needs help with their ebook or their website or whatever. But that's not really the way to go from a side hustle that brings in a few extra bucks to a sustainable business where you happen to like hunt and gather, I call it. You know, in my business, I went from the hunter-gatherer to agriculture and to civilization, right? Where I have even multiple year-long ghostwriting projects with multiple book deals that I have with clients. And the reason I've kind of settled into that space is because I found that it pays the best. It's the most rewarding. It's also the longest term. Like writing a 300-page book, there's a lot more that goes into that than a 300-word blog post. I do have some ghost blogging clients right now where every month we get together for an hour, we come up with some great ideas, get some SEO going, and then I write the content, and then they post it on their blog and on their channels over the next month or so. And we do that kind of on a retainer basis. So those type of projects where they need you long term, those are the best type of clients. And I found that for me, the hyper busy entrepreneur tends to be the best type of client for me, where they know they need to increase their perceived authority, build more credibility, and become the go-to expert in their industry. They have all of that, and they're making money hand over fist, but they just don't have the time to put into thought leadership activities that are going to take them to the next level, whether that's, you know, writing content on a regular basis for their tribe, that's in their voice, it's their style, or kind of I call it the key that opens every opportunity you desire in your business, which is writing a book. And so because writing a book is such a, is perceived as such a high value brand builder, revenue creator, it just made sense for me to really scale up my, my service offering to that level, so that I'm not just once off, but I'm many, many months at a time working with a ghostwriter. Lesson in there.
Do you ever get, do you ever have any like wishes or anything like that, that you weren't behind the scenes, that you got a little bit more credibility for the ghostwriting stuff?
No, even though about 80% of my projects are confidential, because these are your A-list types, your celebrity entrepreneurs, there are quite a few who are very successful in there, and they're, you know, it's gonna be smaller space. So they're a household name, and maybe fewer households, right? And those are the people that just don't care about a confidentiality or non-disclosure agreement. They're like, hey, I'll tell everybody. And I've had several people just, screw the NDA. I want to refer people to you directly because I want to have an expert that I can praise on my podcast, in the book itself. I've had people mention me in the acknowledgments by name, saying this person literally wrote the book for me. Of course, it's my words, it's my ideas, but this person took care of the heavy lifting. Just as the way that a CPA takes care of your books, it's your money. With a certified ghostwriter, it's your book, but it's your ideas. Someone else is just doing all the heavy lifting for you. So the number of referrals that I've received from past clients has really taken the edge off of not being the hyper well-known person that my clients are. And that's okay, because the referrals come.
Yeah, for sure. So at one point you did a TEDx talk, and you gave a talk on a topic that is really applicable to the listeners here, this niche, this audience, people pursuing this type of stuff. And it's about, you know, how do you create your dream job from scratch? Can you tell us a little bit more about like how you came up with that topic, and what was it like to deliver on the TEDx stage?
Yes, that was quite a blast to do the TEDx talk. So when I meet aspiring solopreneurs, right? So I'm going to define those as a little separate from entrepreneurs. You know, a traditional entrepreneur, I'm going to raise capital, I'm going to get funding, I'm going to hire a bunch of people, I'm not going to be profitable for 10 years. It's kind of like playing a long game. You want to sell, exit, and get, you know, make your millions, go do something else, right? The solopreneur are folks maybe like you and I, where we're one person showman with a small or even a mid-sized team around us, but our skill set is at the core of the business. What we know how to do really is kind of the asset that brings in the clients. So the idea is, as solopreneurs, side hustlers, service providers, freelancers, the gig economy, whatever you want to call us, our focus is on getting money as fast as possible using the skills, the knowledge that we've already have and built up. So for a lot of people in the traditional kind of 9-to-5 pre-internet world, the idea is that you would build your way up to a dream job. You would get one promotion after the next, maybe 15, 30 years, 45 years from now, you'll finally get that dream job promotion. Well, I say, screw that. Promote yourself, man. Be the person who says, what is it that I really love to do? For me, it's creative writing. That's what drove me into writing the novels and wanting to pursue that, starting a side hustle freelance writing business because people told me I was good at that. And so for me, it didn't make any sense to go into anything else. So my dream job was working with people who needed someone to come alongside them and help write the best version of their message. So for me, I've created my dream job from scratch. And the talk itself, there's one particular point that I made that I think is going to be super helpful for everyone who's starting a side hustle, you already have one, or you want to scale up from your equivalent of $1.67 an hour to a sustainable business that can provide the lifestyle for you and your family that you want. So that one tip is this. Think of yourself, you're going to love this, think of yourself as a problem solver for hire. What does that remind you of? That reminds you of what we were talking about in the Facebook groups, right? You're going and you're hunting, you're gathering problems, and you are solving them for people. And maybe in as these questions and answers that you're participating in these Facebook groups, maybe you're not obviously getting paid to answer questions. You're doing a quick screen share where you're helping someone fix their problem in a 5-minute video, but you're becoming known as a professional problem solver. This is the person I go to when I need that. There have been so many people I've given free advice to in Facebook groups. They never became clients, but they sent me a person who was a client or who became a client, who then sent me one of their clients, who sent me one of their clients, who sent me one of their clients. You know, it's kind of like the new multi-level marketing referrals, right? Where one person ends up becoming 10 clients who end up each giving you 10 more clients. And pretty soon you're three levels deep into referrals and you have more business than you know what to do with. So that's a mindset shift that I think is going to be really helpful. Go from thinking I'm someone who gets paid to do my service or to sell my product. No, I'm a problem solver for hire. So you're on the hunt for problems that you can solve.
And the great thing about that mindset is when you get one job, you go into that job getting paid for what you do, but you can be on the hunt for problems within that, right? That's what we do a lot. So our agency, we come in and we help people. We're a content marketing agency. So we help people with that. And then you find a bunch of other problems on why their content's not performing. They're not getting traffic. They're not getting this. And then we find other services to include into our business to help solve those problems that they're having. So yeah, I think it's a perfect mindset to have both when you're looking for jobs and when you get the jobs as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And kind of I guess you could say a complimentary tip to that is, as you are getting different jobs, think about what people are actually searching online, because you may not know what to ask your current clients about that they need. So one thing that I'm always doing is I'm using a tool called Keywords Everywhere, and I'm just searching different topics related to what it is that I do. So I found things that when people are searching for hiring a ghostwriter, they're also searching for things like how to build authority, right? How to grow my personal brand, those sorts of things. So it's like, there's other, you know, somewhat similar topics that people are searching. So how does this help you go from a once-off project to having kind of a long-term retainer client? Well, hop onto Google, go get your Keywords Everywhere plugin, and start typing out some of the services that you provided for your current clients right now. And you'll see some alternative keywords, some suggested keywords that people who are searching that are also searching. They kind of lead you down a rabbit trail, and you realize, people who have this issue tend to also have this issue. So you have that revelation, you go back to your client and you just say that. You said, hey, I noticed that people who, you know, need what it is that I've done for you also have issues in ABC areas. Are those things that you could possibly need help with? Right? It's an open-ended, easy question. And they will, in fact, more than likely be happy that you thought of them, and they're like, gee, you know what? I do. I didn't know that you could help me with that. Because they just forgot. Maybe you told them, but they just forgot. So never assume that a one-off project is all that it needs to be with you and the client, that there can be other opportunities if you just ask, because maybe they hadn't thought of hiring someone. Maybe they're on their WordPress website. Let's say you're a website developer. They're on their WordPress website, 9 o'clock at night, kids are in bed, the spouse is angry because the wine's out, it could otherwise be a romantic evening, and this business owner is there on the WordPress website with a YouTube tutorial open about how to use different color codes in their website and where to go inside the back end of WordPress. And it's like they're wasting away what would otherwise be a very important night for themselves and their spouse once the kids are in bed. Like, that's a problem that you can solve if you're a website developer. And maybe they hadn't thought of hiring someone to do it themselves, especially for the upwardly mobile entrepreneurs who are aggressive and assertive. They're probably used to hustling. So your future clients, my friends, are people who were side hustlers 5 years ago, and they've made it, and now they need to kind of reach back and have the next generation of side hustlers, aka you, be the ones who help them. So you can definitely add value to people who are just like you, but maybe a few years ahead of where you're at.
Yeah, I was actually just on a call yesterday. Just a guy I connected with on LinkedIn, and we were just like, hey, let's learn more about what each other does. And once I started telling about what we do, it turned into more of like a discovery call type of conversation. But he was in that same position. He was like, man, if you would have talked to me a year ago, like, I would have been trying to figure out how to do all this myself. Now he's like, I want to focus on what I'm good at, and I want to hire people like you to do all the other stuff. He's like, I could do it. It would just take me a long time, and I would be able to make a lot more money focusing on what I'm good at versus, you know, trying to figure out how to do everything and color code my WordPress website. So yeah, absolutely. Be a problem solver. I think that is an amazing tip that most people don't approach situations enough with that mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing that you brought up that I want to make sure we run with a little bit here is the idea of the discovery call. Right. We've heard that before. Like, how do you go from just chit-chatting with someone to actually turning it into a sale? Well, again, you have the problem solver's mindset. Ask the person that you're talking to at the networking event, in the Facebook chat, you're talking to someone on LinkedIn. Just ask what some of the challenges are in the business right now that they're looking to overcome. It's a simple question versus, can I tell you about what I do? Or did you know? And then you just talk, you know, you have this wall of text. I got a message like that on Instagram yesterday, the wall of text. Did you know? And then it's like this copy and paste sales pitch for the brand. Nope. End of conversation. you don't want to be on the end of that. So rather, you can just, in these casual conversations you're having with people in person or online, you don't know if they're a potential customer or not until you ask. So just bring up what maybe some of the challenges are in their business right now, and they'll maybe say, I'm really stuck on this, I'm stuck on that. And you can even be the person that, there's a great book called The Go-Giver by Bob Berg, which the idea is that being the most valuable person in your network doesn't always mean you get all the business, but rather you know who people can trust. So if you're talking to someone as a problem solver for hire with this mindset, and they bring up, I really need help with, you know, coming up with a beautiful logo and some branding across all of my social profiles, my websites and funnels that all matches and it works. Maybe you're not a designer, but maybe you know someone who is. Well, there's no reason to not make it easy for them to connect with that person, because then your status in their minds goes up. And again, when they think of someone who needs what is it you do, they're going to remember you because you took some time out of your day to add value to them. So problems are not just, I can get paid to solve these. It's, these are questions that I can answer, or these are people that I can connect you with, the right service provider for you. It is a long-term strategy, but aren't you in this for the long term, right? This is more than just making $1,000 a month for a couple of months, move on to something else. The idea of a side hustle is that it becomes more, whatever more looks like. Now, maybe that's just a couple extra $1,000 a month, and you just want to maintain that while you got your 8-to-5 job. Maybe you want it to turn it into a multi-million dollar business. But if you want to have more, get more out of your side hustle, the problem solver mentality is really going to help you.
So speaking of getting more out of your side hustle, so to wrap this up, I want to leave with like one good solid like tactical tip that people can have. So because you're a creative entrepreneur, you're a creator, for the other creators listening right now, and it'll be applicable to other people as well. Like what's, and maybe it's something we already talked about here, but like what's one thing that you would recommend like a creator, a creative to go out and do right now to start getting maybe better clients, better gigs, better jobs?
Better clients, better gigs, better jobs. Great question. So I want to go back to the search engine optimization, SEO, the keywords that we were talking about a few minutes ago. Probably about half of my clients come from referrals, but the other half, wildly enough, they find one of my videos online, they book a call after watching one or two videos, and they become clients just like that. Maybe a day or two passes since they first heard about me. So what I do is I go and I use keywords everywhere. And I look at a bunch of different, not top keywords, but keywords that maybe get 50 searches a month, 100 searches a month, 300 searches a month. And I put together a video and a blog post on that topic. I have like 91 videos now on my YouTube channel and a corresponding article on my blog. And just like the past 18 months I put together since I've really honed in on a strategy. And it's the wildest thing, because when you're creating content around a keyword that people are searching for actively, for my case, how to find ghostwriters, how to hire a ghostwriter, I have a ton of videos that use both of that keyword. If that's what you're searching, you're already thinking about working with a ghostwriter. So they're kind of at almost, you know, they're in that decision-making process. They know they want to write a book. They know they can't do it themselves. They know they need help. And so when they find me, I know I'm probably talking to someone who's a qualified prospect, or at least qualified to the point that I don't have to sell them on working with a ghostwriter. So I have a couple of calls every single week with someone who's found me from one of my YouTube videos. So that's, it's a long-term strategy, but it's a tip you can, it's a tip you can start putting into practice right away. Go and look at the keywords that people who are just about ready to hire you, what are they searching? Put together a video on YouTube, put together an article, and let your future clients come to you. Because when you're creating content that's not hyper-competitive, you know, 36,000 searches a month, it has a 100% competition score, $15 a click is the keyword, the pay-per-click, but 50 searches a month, 0.01 competition rating, 5 cents a click, maybe that's a video that you should create. So that's something you can get started on right away. Grab your smartphones, folks, and turn that camera on and just start talking.
That's awesome, dude. I appreciate that tip. I think the keywords everywhere. So those of you that aren't familiar with it, it's actually, maybe there's other forms of it, but I use it as a Google Chrome extension. So you can go like search Chrome extension store or something like that, and then just type in keywords everywhere. And it's super cool because like when you go to Google, it'll like on the right hand side of the screen, like of whatever you type, it'll just start giving you like related searches, alternate searches. It'll tell you how many searches per month this term or phrase is getting. Super powerful extension. That's one that I've used for probably the past year and a half or so as well. It's a really good one. So Joshua, for people that want to learn more about you, what you do, that kind of stuff, where can they find you?
Yes, there's a couple of different places. So I'm over at Entrepreneurs Wordsmith. That's my writing business where I work with aspiring authors. Entrepreneurs is plural. Wordsmith, entrepreneurswordsmith.com. I'm also launching a mentorship for aspiring ghostwriters who want to go from the $1.67 an hour type of jobs to a $25,000, $50,000 and above ghostwriting projects that basically feeds their family for a year or more. Those types of projects. I put together a mentorship over at ghostwriteandprosper.com.
That's awesome. So I'll link both of those down below. So if you just want to learn about Joshua's business, or if you're a creative and you feel like you've got a knack for writing and want to kind of take that to the next level as far as acquiring higher paying, better clients, definitely go check out Joshua's other website there, which again will be linked down below, or you can just go directly to it. So Joshua, definitely, man, I really appreciate this conversation. Super cool to hear about your journey from pennies to a lot more than pennies, $100 bills, many of them. So I appreciate you sharing it. And you had some really, really great tactical advice in here. So I hope people get in the Facebook groups. I hope they start doing the keyword SEO related searches, creating content around that. You had some really good tips, man. So I appreciate you sharing all that.
Absolutely, Ryan. I was glad to be on here today. Thanks for hosting me.
And that's a wrap. I hope you all enjoyed that episode. Remember, you can find links to everything we discussed in the show notes below. And if you like this podcast and want me to keep bringing you great episodes each week, here are a few ways you can support the Hustle to Freedom podcast. First, take a screenshot of the podcast and send it to a friend who may like it. Second, I'm doing a drawing for a free copy of the Side Hustle Journal for every 5 iTunes reviews I receive. So, if you want a chance to win, leave a rating and review on iTunes or Apple Podcast and send me an email at hello@gritandhustle.co. Detailed instructions on how to do this are in the show notes below. Third, take your side hustle to the next level by implementing a sales funnel to turn your passive website visitors into paying customers with ClickFunnels, the number one sales funnel software in the world. You can get a free trial by going to gritandhustle.co/profit. And fourth, if you're interested in podcasting also, which is the fastest growing content medium in the world, head over to gritandhustle.co/podcastingmadeeasy to enroll in my course now. Until next time, keep hustling, my friends.